Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to Colin's Last Stand Side Quest right here on YouTube. My name is Colin Moriarty. As always, I hope today's video finds you and yours very well. Today's the day. It's time to review God of War on PlayStation 4. I'm super excited about it. In short, it's a really great game. Now, I've seen the game's Metacritic scores, and I've seen that it's gotten 10s from a lot of outlets. I haven't read any of the reviews personally. I don't think it's quite that amazing, but it's really, really great. It joins a small pantheon of must-have PlayStation 4 exclusives, and I think you're really gonna like it. Before getting in, it's worth noting that Sony did provide me with a free-of-charge copy of the game early for me to play, so I want you to know that. And I also want you to know that I'm a pretty notorious God of War critic, going way back to my days at IGN, which a lot of you know, so I think this review is going to come from an interesting perspective because I really think God of War had a lot to prove here, and prove something Sony Santa Monica did. So let's get into the review, and I will see you on the other side. I never quite got Kratos, the angry one-note protagonist of the God of War franchise. I fully understand and still understand why people like playing the God of War games, particularly the core trilogy that spanned PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3, and I totally get why people so feverishly talked up the series' combat, graphics, and overall level of polish. I just couldn't vibe with Kratos, no matter how hard I tried. Though I beat the two PlayStation 2 God of Wars, the reason I never beat the third on PS3 was because I simply couldn't stand the character I was playing as. I get it, dude, you're angry. That doesn't exactly inspire me to play, not with so many options at my fingertips. For me, and for many gamers, God of War just kinda waned over time. Thing is, I wasn't necessarily of the mind that God of War itself was desperate for a makeover. I figured it was all more of a me problem. Let's remember that the worst-selling and least-loved iteration of God of War was a multiplayer-centric romp called Ascension that strayed far from the series' typical formula. And let's also recall that God of War found a ton of critical and commercial success over the years, including on PSP with two traditional iterations I honestly never even bothered with. I personally just wanted Kratos to get some attention, a writer or a team of writers perhaps, to give him some range, some life, and heaven forbid some reasonable dialogue. Well, with PlayStation 4's new God of War game, called simply God of War, Sony Santa Monica has mercifully delivered a new, more dynamic, and more interesting Kratos, but the team didn't stop there. After some 5 years of toiling away on this kinda reboot, the devs went ahead and turned virtually everything else we knew about God of War on its head too, not just Kratos. The result is one of PlayStation 4's strongest exclusives, an adventure that convinced me that maybe the baby and the bathwater should have been discarded all along. Gone is God of War's linearity, its sequence-by-sequence approach to storytelling and gameplay culminating in epic boss fights and moments of graphical beauty. Those epic boss fights are still here, minus the repetitive quick-time events the series once made so famous, and those beautiful scenes worthy of Marvel litter the game. It's just that now it can all be absorbed with the many trappings of modern, narrative-based gaming. You could pretty easily beat the original God of War trilogy in its entirety in about 30 hours or so, but it'll take you that long and probably longer to see and do everything this God of War has in store for you. It's a clever patchwork of locales, quests, collectibles, upgrades, puzzles, and things to do set in an open world that's far less Fallout and far more Tomb Raider in its delivery. It all works quite well, especially those aforementioned puzzles, a theme touched on in the original games but never to this extent, and not even remotely as clever. There are two major fundamental changes to PS4's God of War that are worth noting before we even get into the nitty-gritty. For starters, this God of War is rooted in Norse mythology and strays from the Greek mythos that the series was so firmly and deeply rooted in. I, for one, welcome this change, not only because I find the Greek and its adjacent Roman gods, goddesses, and lore incredibly maxed out across fiction and time, but because going Norse has the parallel effect of changing the entire setting. Snow and frost are everywhere. Ancient evergreens generously dot the landscape. Vikings were notoriously adept sailors, and that's shown too, with a ton of emphasis on maritime exploration that grants you access to each part of the game, like veins stretching out in many directions. God of War now has a totally unique, alpine, cold feeling to it, and it's really awesome. It just feels so God of War. The other significant change is that Kratos is no longer a one-man army. He's pretty damn close, but he'll get some backup from his son, a young boy named Atreus. Armed with his bow and arrow, Atreus can be controlled in battle with the square button, and supplements Kratos' attacks with his own. But it's how the pair interact outside of battle that truly matters. Without entering spoiler territory, let's just say that Kratos and Atreus are bound together by an unfortunate event that sets the story in motion, and stays with and haunts the pair throughout the adventure. And as a result, it's through Atreus that we really get to know Kratos for the very first time. Atreus is naive, headstrong, and persistent. He can even be a little annoying. but he's the only person that can and does break Kratos' rough exterior, and because of him, we gain access to layers of Kratos we would have never seen otherwise. Without Atreus, the game wouldn't work on the narrative front. Just like without Kratos, it wouldn't be all that fun to play. Speaking of playing, God of War's beat-by-beat gameplay is rewarding and fluid without being button-mashy and redundant, which, let's be honest, was territory where the God of War trilogy and its various offshoots happily resided. This fresh take on God of War makes the entire thing feel less arcadey, less PlayStation 2 era, and frankly less archaic, and replaces it with something that requires players to engage with enemies more methodically, while also giving them a litany of options in regard to how to take on their enemies. Your primary weapon is an axe, which can be swung with light or fierce attacks. But these attacks can be layered with special button combinations, not to mention unlockable and purchasable skills and augments, in order to spice things up a bit. Enemies explore their own intelligence scale, and some of them are quite difficult to defeat. Many can defend themselves or have strengths to be avoided and weaknesses to ruthlessly exploit. And trust me, there's nothing quite like throwing that axe. It's so satisfying to hit triangle and watch it come flying back into Kratos' hands. But when the axe flies, you can let your fist fly too. Kratos is never unable to bash some faces in, it's just a matter of how you choose to go about it. Even your shield is a weapon, though it's naturally best to use it to parry and defend yourself, opening up even more combat depth in the process. Combat used to make up the lion's share of the God of War experience, but now exploration, storytelling, seeking out collectibles, doing side quests, and more buff everything out and gives the franchise scope for the very first time. This adventure takes place across several locations, each with their own stories to tell, with their own enemies to fight, their own secrets to expose to the inquisitive and patient player. You can run through the main adventure, but why would you do that when you can do favors for NPCs you meet, find sets of collectibles that can be accumulated and sold, discover lore that fleshes out the story and your surroundings alike, and battle optional creatures that test the very limits of your skill? As you move through the adventure, you'll unlock more skills that'll in turn give you access to more parts of the game's various maps, including in places you've already been, giving God of War a bit of a semi-Metroidvania feel. There aren't 100 side quests or anything like that, but you'll be kept busy for a good long time, and find that in-game exploration is actually most rewarding when you're not following a map or waypoint, but just exploring to explore. I found so many interesting and unique things this way, often out of sequence, and hopefully you do too. A game as robust as God of War obviously has plenty of systemic depth too, and it's here that I think the package might go a little overboard, though I know that not many of you will agree with me here. The game's interlocking systems of upgrading, leveling, and purchasing is satisfying, but I also think it's a bit obtuse at times, and not all of it makes me feel like I'm wisely spending my experience points or sacrificing the precious metals that I found throughout the campaign. You can buy or find armor, for example, and you can also upgrade all of it, and you can also augment it, and on and on. I'm not sure all of these systems added to what I love about the game, and while it's a minor gripe, it's a gripe worth noting nonetheless. I've also noticed an unfortunate trend in some like-minded games that provide players with a series of upgrade trees, but very few truly exciting upgrades. God of War falls into this trap. It was fun making Kratos more powerful, and it was cool being an active participant in how and why he grows, but I felt like it was more rewarding making him stronger through gear and blacksmithing my arsenal than dumping experience points into a pretty dull list of new attacks and the like. I would also be loath not to mention fast travel, the game's maps, and the overall user interface, which I found at times woefully inadequate. The in-game map is convoluted and doesn't tell you a great deal about where you need to go or why, and while a rather effective navigation HUD points you in the right direction in the moment, I was surprised that more attention wasn't paid to these smaller but still important facets of the experience. Sony Santa Monica got pretty much all of the huge heavy lifts right. Everything that was difficult to execute on, they executed on wonderfully. So how come the quest log is so obtuse? Why is so much of the in-game text really, really tiny sometimes? Why are you forcing me to use quick travel that requires way too much time, somewhat negating its use at all? These little things matter and they do stack up, and I think that perhaps the team was so focused on the grander things that they let a few smaller things fall through the cracks. Then again, all that God of War does so well makes many of my complaints seem downright extraneous. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that these issues exist and that I noticed them. You're likely to notice them too. Sony Santa Monica should be extremely proud of what it accomplished here. Let's not forget that this is a studio that was in not so great shape a few years ago. A major, expensive, well into production AAA game was canceled in 2014, and the studio experienced deep layoffs at the time. This was on the back of God of War Ascension, a misstep for the series that crumbled both critically and commercially. That they could come back with a game this good is a testament to them, to their leadership, and to Sony, which after eating millions and millions of dollars on the canceled project, gave them the time, resources, and support necessary to make something this special. And that's what God of War on PS4 is, special. Go play it, enjoy it, and bask in its reimagining of something once so important to the PlayStation family. Something that you're about to find out is important once more. Well, that's it for my God of War review. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, leave your comments below. I'll be reading them. Thumb up the video if you liked it. Thumb it down if you didn't. And please share SideQuest, this video, and all things Colin's Last Stand, whether it's Fireside Chats, Knockback, or the original CLS, with friends, family, etc. It really means a lot and helps spread the word of what Colin's Last Stand is all about. And on that note, I will waste no more of your time, but I do appreciate the time you have given me today. And I will see you next time for more SideQuest. Until then, keep on gaming.